So now let's get started and talk about the market, shall we? The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P all finished down Friday. As a result of the president's action, the Dow was off 240 points, NASDAQ down 71, S&P off 23 for the week, S&P was off 0.2%. Again, not a big drop for the week, but as you remember, last week we predicted that I felt the first part of this year we were going to see some pretty healthy volatility. This is the beginning of that. What unfolds this weekend, that's what's critical. What unfolds this weekend when it comes to Iran is that it could have some more impact on the market, because if Iran retaliates in a meaningful way, let's face it, that could be a war. And Iran is one of those countries that militarily is probably one of the best prepared in the Middle East in terms of what they can do. Now, do they have anything compared to what we have? No, not even close. But they are prepared and they could do some damage. So, you know, whether you agree with what President Trump did or not, this Iranian General Soleimani apparently was a pretty bad guy, depending on how you spin it. But apparently, according to what President Trump said, is they caught him in the act trying to kill our diplomats. And he's just not going to put up with it. And you know what? I think that's refreshing. I think it's refreshing to say, look, if you're going to come at us, we're not going to sit here and take it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I guess it depends on how you spin all this. But anyway, that's what happened. Markets didn't like that, and the markets reacted. And so if this sort of global turmoil continues, and again, I'm not spinning this one way or the other. I'm not a politician. I don't care about that, honestly. But it does affect the market. It affects your pocketbook. And what's going to happen is if this escalates and gets worse, you could lose money. So you've got to get your portfolio prepared for that. So what do you do? Well, if militarily things are going to escalate, then you could participate in defense stocks. And that's a way where you can, profit off military engagement. So some local companies, some companies in the U.S. that are defense-oriented, you look for defense-oriented stocks. You got Lockheed, which is local, obviously. You got Raytheon and General Dynamics. Those are all three pretty big defense stocks out there that would benefit if this were to get more funds allocated to it, meaning military, throughout 2020. So you could look at your exposure there and see if you have any of that. If you want to be involved in that, that's a way to do that. Now, as I said, the stocks were down Friday. But what I'm seeing as a bigger trend, and what I was talking about last year as I was wrapping up the year and talking about what was going to happen this year, was earnings. Next week, we're going to see earnings start in a meaningful way. You're going to see Goldman report on Tuesday. You're going to see Walgreens, Lamar, report on Wednesday. So as these earnings start to roll out, what I think is going to happen is I think you're going to see the profit margins on these stocks, on these companies as they're reporting. I think they're going to start saying, look, our profit margins are shrinking. They're decelerating. This is slowing down. And what that's going to translate into stock prices that are now elevated is it's going to start to pull them back. And so you want to look for opportunities to jump in there and buy the good stocks when the opportunities present themselves. Was Friday an opportunity? I don't think so. I don't think yet. It's just an indication of when you get geopolitical instability, what the market likes to do. That's the message this morning. So I think the overall profit margins are decelerating, and I think you're going to see U.S. stocks affected by that throughout the year. Volatility. Now, we had the ISM number. Go back and listen to what I said last week. I said I was going to look at the ISM number on Friday, and we got it out yesterday. You know, it's at a 10-year low. And that's a sign of inflation. That's not a good sign. It's not a healthy sign overall. But the flip side is the consumer. The consumer's looking really good right now, and that's what's propelling this market to keep it where it is, even when we have days like yesterday. So as long as that continues, despite the fact we have these ISM disappointments, It should be, again, kind of like a football match. I'd kind of compare it to the Niners and the Seahawks. That was a physical, tough, came down to an inch. Even though we were clearly the better team, it was one of those games where your gut was wrenching at the end. I mean, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, stop the world. I want to look at this. What's going on here? Right? Did you feel the same way? That's what the stock market's going to be like this year. And overall, I want to say that you're probably going to make money. The areas that you'd like to be in right now is you want to be fully invested. If you're fully invested right now, don't sell off and start jumping out. I'd like you to look at your asset allocation and make sure it's properly diversified so you've got your fixed income in there and you've got your equities in there. And I would definitely be adding some value right now because value hasn't performed yet. Now, when you talk about fixed income, don't get into junk. Don't chase that yield. Stick with the quality. Stick with the good bond stories, shorter durations. That'll keep you protected. All right, so be careful about that. And again, buy the dips. What else we have coming out next week? Oh, we have the CES out of the technology show in Vegas. That starts Tuesday. That's always a pretty interesting area to check out and see what the new technology is. So that's going to be coming out next week.
Kojo Media Experience.